The NFL season came to a close on Sunday with the New England Patriots capturing their sixth Super Bowl title over the LA Rams. It was a low-scoring game, not especially exciting, complete with a fairly bland halftime show, unless you're a huge Maroon 5 fan. But for the league itself, this season was a success. Television ratings were up 5% with a per-game average of nearly 16 million viewers. And while several players did continue to protest police brutality and racial inequality during the national anthem, on-field activism did not define the season. Quarterback Colin Kaepernick remains unsigned, and his most notable moment came back in September with a Nike ad that aired during the season opener.
If they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way.
But even as fewer players took a knee in 2018, activism continued on in the NFL. A group known as the Players Coalition, founded by Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins and former Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Anquan Boldin, has pushed the league to donate money towards issues including criminal justice reform and education equity. In 2017, the NFL made a deal with the coalition to donate $89 million to social justice causes over the course of 7 years. I spoke with Doug Baldwin, a Players Coalition governing board member and wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. He started off by explaining how Colin Kaepernick paved the way for the Players Coalition.
Well, I think initially Kaepernick obviously brought a very bright light to some travesties that were happening in our communities and really brought the attention and the focus on those tragedies. And so I think that all of us had been kind of figuring out what we wanted to do, trying to find an avenue and a place to exert our passion and our energy in the right way. And Kaepernick kind of, you know, started that momentum. And I will say that Malcolm and Anquan kind of took the torch and led us down a further path or continuing that path as far as the players in the NFL goes. And I don't know if him not being in the NFL has anything to do with our continued work now. But, you know, obviously Kaepernick and him not having a job in the NFL when he's obviously well qualified, we talk about that as a unit. But, you know, it's the nature of the business. It is still a business at the end of the day. And so, you know, that comes with the territory.
So what are your goals for the Players Coalition? What are you specifically concerned about that you're hoping you're able to continue to address through the coalition?
The social justice sphere touches a number of different things. You know, it's police and community relations, criminal justice reform itself, education and economic advancement for low-income communities. I mean, it's all of these things. And there's a number of legislations that we supported this past year in voter rights and restoration in Louisiana and in Florida. You know, Florida, the bill that passed, the voter rights restoration, was for more than 1.5 million citizens with prior convictions in Florida. So, you know, a lot of that was just based on re-enfranchising the people who had been disenfranchised and giving them an opportunity to use their voice once again. And so that was obviously very important to us as well.
And then the biggest success from so far involving the Players Coalition is this $89 million that the NFL agreed to allocate towards the partnership and to programs that tackle social justice issues. What was the process like in terms of making that deal with the NFL?
It was an interesting process. And anybody who knows about going through a negotiation process for any type of money understands how interesting those can be. You know, but I will commend the NFL in stepping up and, you know, wanting to be a part in some way. And so, you know, we are proud of them for that. But we have received funding from a number of different foundations, Open Philanthropy, obviously the NFL Foundation, and a number of private donations. So, you know, it was an ongoing process, obviously, to get the money from the NFL. But I don't want to, you know, stand on the NFL too long and say that they were the only contributors because they weren't.
But there has been some concern around the motivations of the NFL and their involvement. Is that what ultimately caused some players to leave the coalition?
You know, to be quite honest, I have no idea. You'd have to speak to those players themselves. I will say that was a concern of mine as well, personally, just wondering, you know, what was the true motivation behind the NFL getting behind the cause. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, right? They put up $89 million and are supporting our efforts, and we are getting to direct those efforts. And so that was really important to us, was that it was going to be player led, because obviously we were the ones with the passion and, you know, started this this whole endeavor. So, you know, at the end of the day, the funds are getting to where they need to get to.
And what organizations were chosen this year? Is there any particular one that you feel passionate about?
Communities and schools. I think mm-hmm. that a lot of us have a passion for the social justice sphere as it pertains to providing proper education and quality education. And Communities and Schools does just that. They're a leading national organization empowering students to stay in school, utilizing a model that works directly in the schools to address and impact people who are dealing with poverty at every angle. And so that was one of the programs or organizations that I really was interested in. And obviously, they were one of our grantees.
Before I let you go, I want to ask about how President Trump has seemed to want to make black football players one of his political enemies. He's, as you know, called on owners to fire players. He used an expletive to describe them, players who kneel during the national anthem to protest police violence against black people. I'm wondering if the Players Coalition is conflicted at all about how to handle Trump's attacks and these sort of random tweets that can come at you and you don't even know they're going to be coming. Is that a conversation you have and something you might be struggling with?
No. For the most part, the collective of the Players Coalition, you know, we're not conflicted on how we handle this. It really has nothing to do with our direction and what we're trying to accomplish. You know, we're going to press forward with our efforts and supporting organizations and getting boots on the ground to impact change in our communities and our society. And, you know, what our president says negatively upon that really has nothing to do with us. I would say more so it's indicative of his nature and his, you know, his state of mind. But again, you know, it doesn't change what we're trying to accomplish, and we're going to continue to push forward. So, we're not too conflicted about that at all.
And pushing forward, is the future of this movement off the field? Is that where we're going to see it? These efforts off the field to secure money for organizations in the social justice world, more so than maybe protest during the national anthem?
Well, there was never really a protest of the national anthem. And I just want to make sure that that's clear and understood. It was just a demonstration of the frustration that came with a lot of the lack of changes and lack of progress that we were seeing in our own communities. So I can't speak for everybody in terms of what's going to be on the field or, you know, what's going to continue as demonstrations. But I do know that our efforts as a Players Coalition is directed towards what we can accomplish off the field, but also utilizing our platform and the spotlight that we have, the voice that we have, to bring light to those issues that are in our community still, and also providing a voice for those who don't have the platform. And so, yes, our efforts will be primarily focused, obviously, off the field in areas where we can improve societal problems. But also, again, we're still going to use our platform whenever we have the opportunity to do so.
Doug Baldwin, Players Coalition governing board member and a wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Thanks so much, Doug.
Of course. Thank you.